أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه، إن الذين يكسبون الإثم سيجزون بما كانوا يقترفون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ورضي الله تعالى عن السادات التابعين والعلماء العاملين والأئمة الأربعة المجتهدين ومقلدين بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, my dear listeners, today is the sixth day of Ramadan, the year 1437 after the Hijrah of our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the year that corresponds to the 11th of June 2016 AD. Allah is instructing us. 6th Ramadan. Come on. Waqif sahur ba. Yesterday we dwelt on the ayah, the verse 119. Essentially what is teaching is that whenever Allah wants to forbid something, Allah explains such things in detail. Allah explains in detail things He doesn't want. Things prohibited, things forbidden are explained in detail. And when Allah keeps quiet or leaves things, then such things are allowed. He only explains things that are haram. He doesn't explain everything that is halal. So in the last verse, Allah is asking us, why won't us eat things that we have slaughtered in His name, when He has already explained in details to us all things that have been forbidden on us, except things which we are forced by circumstances, because of such circumstances, to eat. And that a lot of people lead people away from the right path using their wishes or pleasures without any knowledge from God, and that your Lord knows those who transgress His boundaries. In the verse, I made some references to issues. So I got a text message, somebody asking me. He said, with regard to your tafsir yesterday, the issue of no interest in money sparked a debate among us, students of economic department in this area. We are doing a course called Islamic Economics, and the course emphasized that the basic difference between Islamic and conventional economics is interest, which results from issuing out a loan to borrowers. They are even calling Islamic banking an interest-free bank. Please, sir, explain more and elaborate more. Okay, I wouldn't like to take all my time to explain this complex and economic issue, but in simple terms, what the verse is trying to say, what I'm trying to say, is that you don't declare something haram, you don't declare something forbidden, you don't declare something prohibited in Islam except with a clear, clear court instruction from God. This is what this verse is teaching us. Islamic banking or the interest-free banking, banking without interest, loan without interest, and the conventional banking, loan with interest, has been a bone of contention between scholars. Those who said interest is the same, is synonymous with a riba, usury. Interest is synonymous with usury. Those who said such, when you ask them, where is the detailed explanation from God that usury is interest? They will tell you it's by analogy. We did analogy. And this is exactly what we are saying. Analogy does not forbid things. You only say, I think this thing is forbidden. You don't say it's forbidden, but my analogy leads me to it's forbidden. And that there are other thoughts which are different from yours. This is not what they do. What we are calling them is to stop prohibiting things Allah did not prohibit. Because doing that is also very harmful to them. Because Allah doesn't want people to forbid things which Allah has not forbidden. قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ. Who will forbid? So who forbid the, decorations or the uniform or whatever people will wear to mosque? Zina. Allah is asking who? قُلْ هَلُمَّ شُهَدَاءُكُمْ الَّذِينَ يَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَرَّمَ هَذَا. Those who forbid things, Allah is asking them, bring your evidences that Allah has made this thing forbidden. Whatever you forbid, you must have strong evidence from Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in the case of usury and interest, there is no such explanation. On the contrary, riba means increase. If they look at Ahkam al-Quran, the Ibn Arabi, he has beautifully explained what riba is means in Sharia, in the terminology of Sharia. Riba means increase, an increase. And there are two conditions for an increase. One, there must be an increase of the same material. Increase of the same material, not value, not increase in value, in material. Riba comes only in material, not in value. This by authentic hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Riba only affects material, it doesn't affect value. Then even the material, another condition is har shara. The Sharia has to come and appoint and pinpoint that this particular material is usurious. This particular material is usurious. The Sharia has to pinpoint which material is usurious, not every material. One, riba does not go in value. Increase in value or decrease in value does not reflect in riba. That's why it is allowed to have one. The materials are different. If you have different materials of different values, you can exchange them irregardless of their value. Riba doesn't come in. Riba comes in when you are exchanging the same material, even if of different value, but with an increase either in weight or in volume. That's when riba comes. So by this reasoning, all our scholars say the current money we use is not usurious. There is no way you can say there is a riba in it. How? Is it the increase in its material or the number of it? No, you cannot get riba from that. So the question is, don't prohibit it. Another thing people ask is, now we are trying to establish an Islamic bank and get Muslims out of the conventional bank. So why are you explaining this kind of things that discourage people from joining the Islamic bank. No, this Islam is not based on deception. Islam is based on knowledge. They said, if the Islamic bank truly is workable, if the Islamic bank truly is profitable, it has to prove itself in the market. If people see it very profitable, they will, not only Muslims, non-Muslims will all leave it and adopt it. And if it is not working, and if it is not profitable, even the Muslims will leave it and go to where it is profitable. So it's an open market. Why do you need a religious propaganda to help you to get more money? Because in banking, in interest-free banking, it is banks that enjoy much of the money, collecting money from different people without interest on it. And this money is earmarked for development, because there is difference between loan, well, in Arabic we can differentiate between qard and qirad. In English they all call it loan. But the difference between two, qard means you give somebody money to assist him to solve his own personal problems. Qard, assisting somebody with money to solve his own personal problem. Qirad means giving somebody money who is an expert in a thing and telling him to go and use his expertise as his own part of the share of the business. After using his expertise, then you come and agree on a formula to share the profit. Qirad. And this, from the time of the Sahaba, there is a consensus that this is allowed. What bank does is qirad, not qard. Why is it qirad? Because the bank will never give anybody who is not credit worthy. If you are unemployed, no matter how much money you need, no matter how pathetic your situation is, no bank will give you money to go and solve your problems. But if you are a doctor, you know how to operate, you want to open a hospital, a bank will give you money to open a hospital. Because you are credit worthy. They are investing people's money in you. So it's crap. There is no any confusion about this issue. It's not deen. It's not qard. Because some people will tell you, we have an athar or something narrated that kullu qardin jarra manfa'a fa huwa riba. There is something narrated from the mawquf al-sahaba, kullu qardin jarra manfa'atin fa huwa riba. What is happening in bank is not qard, it's qirad. Secondly, even this one, it doesn't mean the riba that is forbidden. Because riba is only visible. It's only visible when there is an increase in material, not increase in use. Otherwise, it will be forbidden for you to give loan to your brother. If your brother is in distress, he needs money. Then, if you follow that, it will be forbidden for you to give your own brother money for his distress. Why? Because you also enjoy when he doesn't have problems. So you can only give an enemy where there is no benefit that will come back to you. So please, there should not be confusing issues in fiqh. The fiqh is the ability to differentiate issues. So what we are saying, don't say it is haram until when you have a clear thought direction from Allah or His Messenger. What you say, my own analogy or my own reasoning leads me to think. You have to explain to people, I think. So let people see whether they can put their millions where you think, or they'll put their millions where they know that they will have profit. But we don't want anybody to use Allah or His Prophet to deceive anybody. That is the contention. Islamic economics, or economics in general, I will make an analogy with hospital, modern hospital. In the whole Islamic literature, we have Kitab al-Tib, the book of medicine, even in Bukhari and Muslim. Muslims have excelled in medicine, but never a Muslim reached to the extent of knowing that the human blood, which is haram to eat, which is najis to put on your clothes, this same human blood can be used as a medicine when it is given intravenously. Muslims never know that. But the modern medicine arrived at this conclusion that there are diseases which direct infusion of blood, which is haram to eat, is a cure to diseases. Hemorrhages, a woman, liver, she needs blood. Road accident, there's lots of blood, you give blood. Sicklers and others that need blood, you give them. Cure. Now, it is the modernity and the development and civilization that led to that knowledge. That something we Muslims, we are categorically told that is haram, can be used somehow, not in the way it is haram, to also be beneficial. And blood is a very good example. حرمت عليكم الميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير دم خنزير pig forbidden for us to eat the meat, but now for those who are insulin dependent diabetic, the insulin extracted from pig is the closest to human insulin and is the least that gives man reaction. So we use insulin from pig to give diabetic. It's not eating the meat. But once the mode or the modality changes, then the haram vanishes. In modern economics or banking as a whole, Muslims never know anything as a bank. As they don't know blood bank, they don't know money bank, they don't know. It is the Western civilization that brought it because of their need for a smooth modern society. So Muslims, we try to copy from what they did. So the interest in modern banking for a layman who will read Islamic literature, for a layman who will see similarities, there's too much similarity. Like the eating of blood and the transfusion of blood, there is too much similarity. They are all going into the body, but this going through mouth, this is going through the vein, and they have different judgments. This similarity makes people to easily, quickly conclude that the bank interest is haram. The bank interest is usury. The bank interest should be avoided. And so they said, okay, let's develop a bank which is interest-free. Trying to develop a bank which is interest-free. Like, I would say, maybe some Muslim will say, let's try and develop an infusion which is not blood that can be used to treat hemorrhage. Let's get an infusion which is not blood that can be used to treat diseases that need blood, and we call it Islamic medicine. What we are saying, don't call it Islamic. Because it's not Islam that brought it, it's civilization that brought it. What Islam said, for every disease, there is cure. Those who know it, know it. Those who don't know it, don't know it. So what we do is we should aspire to learn more and more and more. The modern interest in banking is a complete system. If you remove the interest in the bank system, the system all collapses. If you remove blood in hospitals where they are operating, the hospital will collapse. But blood is haram to eat, but not haram to infuse. Usury is haram in business, but interest is halal in business. Because without it, no business can go. There is also another thing. Our scholars, the Salaf, have confined usury in gold and silver. Categorically, gold and silver, this is where usury is.
And Allah says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Wherever there is usury, yamhaq, there is no blessing. There is no fruit to any transaction where usury is there. In America, during the Great Depression, the American economists realized one thing. If there is a depression, people will rush to buy gold. Meaning, bringing money out from the market to buy gold. Gold is just an element. You keep it in your house or wherever you keep it, it's useless. So they saw that buying gold increases the economic depression. When you allow people to buy gold during depression, it will increase the depression. So the American government did was to ban the sale and the buying of gold. Nobody should sell and buy. People were forced to leave their money in market, in stocks. They were not allowed to buy in market. And this is how America was able to recover from the Great Depression, because money was remained in the market. So now, if Islam would tell you 1,400 years ago, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ, Allah has made riba usually of no blessing. Then we saw, whenever you deal with gold, whenever you deal with silver as your currency or as your fallback, the economy crumbles. And whenever you remove your money from silver to other non-silver currency, the economy increases. Is it then not a miracle that 1,400 years ago Allah has taught us the economic principles of exploiting or expanding our economy? That deal with flows, whereby there is no problem whether it increases or falls, but in the long run your economy will bloom, will expand. But if you think money is gold and silver, then that is where poverty is. Because if you have a gold and you want the gold to multiply, then it will multiply poverty. But if you have flows and you want it to multiply, it will multiply more jobs. So a great miracle of Islam, a great economic miracle of Islam we didn't understand. Now we are bringing the same laws on gold and silver, putting it on flows. If you put it on flows, then we have no way to expand our economy. A banker came to me. He said, I heard your father told me that because of necessity, we should continue working in conventional banks. And I have been working in conventional bank because of that fatwa. But now, since Muslims can open their own banks, Islamic banks, I see that the reason to work in conventional banks is no more. So I'm trying to resign and I'm selling all my stocks and everything. I'm selling them. And he's a big manager in a big bank. He's hearing me now. He came with another banker. So I asked him, please be patient, this is very important. Because as now I'm talking, we don't have one single conventional bank. The only bank was Bank of the North. So I asked him, the liquidity, the currency flowing in Nigeria, or even in the world, how much of it in percentage is circulating in Islamic banks, and how much of it is circulating in conventional banks? So he said, 10% of currency money you find in Islamic banks and 90% in non-conventional banks. So his partner who came with him, a banker, he said, no, this is too much. I don't think more than 1%. This 1% of currency is in Islamic banks all over the world, and 99% of all currency is in the conventional banks. I said, to them, I believe more that is 1%. But anyhow, let's take it 10%. So you, do you see us Muslims removing our hands in controlling 90% of currency liquidity that is flowing around in the world to confine ourselves in 10%? So he dragged his chair back and stood up. He said, yes, there is still necessity that we should be there. There is still necessity. So I said, okay, Marlon told you this. The shortest way to tell you that it is allowed is that do it for Nalura. That is the shortest. But let me give you a deeper knowledge, because we sat down with him, we discussed with him. So with my phone number, I opened Muwatta Malik, Sa'id bin Musayyib, where he said, La riba illa fi zahibin wa fiddatin wa ma yukalu wa ma yukalu wa yuzan. This is Imam Malik. This is Tabi'i. La riba illa fi zahibin wa fiddah. There is no riba in money except in gold and silver. It's there. And I explained to him. So he started calling people, unwinding the sale of his stuff. Because of this fatwa, and because they insisted that it is haram, they didn't tell people the other option. Many people lost their jobs. Many people lost their capitals to an experimental, theoretical model. It's experimental and theoretical. Muslims can never allow such an interest to escape us. But we, unfortunately, in Nigeria, it has escaped us. Because as of I'm talking now, no one single conventional bank owned by us. That's why you cannot get your projects, to be financed. And if we talk about the Islamic model, cannot give you loan. Why? Because if you refuse to pay, they cannot do anything to you. And if they will tell you, they will force you to do, then they are contradicting the Quran. وَإِنْ كَانَ ضُعُسَّةٍ فَنَظِرَةٍ إِلَىٰ مَيْسَرَةٍ. So we have no option but to adopt the conventional system. We also wish Muslims will come together and open conventional banks and make it profitable. I have spoken to the Islamic banks in Nigeria here. I have spoken to them. I said, this matter is a controversial issue. So the way the conventional banks open an Islamic window, I want you also to open a conventional window in your bank. If somebody comes, he's still a doubting Thomas. The usury is interest, or interest is usury. Tell him, we have a window for your transaction. And there are many, many, many Muslims who don't believe it is interest or it is riba. And they still want to invest with Muslim banks. Then open a window for them. This is the conventional window. What does the conventional window do? Is that when you put your 1 million guarantee, they must every month give you your dividend. Somebody will say, is that not un-Islamic? We say, no, it's not un-Islamic. Because the laws of transactions changes according to time. Law of transactions changes according to time. In Islam, the law of transactions are based on the end result. If following strictly a law will lead to the loss of property of people, then there is room to adjust it. And the first person that started adjusting laws of Islamic transactions is the Khalifa Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. When he made it compulsory on those people who are trusted, because a trusted person is never asked to guarantee anything. He is the one that first allowed the change of laws of transaction. So there is nothing wrong to to change law of transactions so that the transaction will go smoothly, especially in this time. If Allah give us more time, we explain more and more and more, but this is not the time for it. What the ayah is saying here, don't forbid what you don't have knowledge about from God directly. Don't forbid by your conjecture. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا أَحْوَاءَهُمْ They follow their will. Just follow the knowledge, direct knowledge from God or from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the only thing that will forbid. So we hope our Muslim brothers working in conventional banks should know, first and foremost, there is no any text in the Quran. There is no any text in the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam which has forbidden interest in money, not gold and silver. So they should have mind, peace of mind, and continue working in their banks to assist Muslims in financing their projects and in holding the economy, improving it. They should not feel guilty because of what people say. It's the contemporary scholars who have attributed usury in the current currency. But our old scholars, all of them, said there is no usury in the money we are using today. So they should feel comforted and they should not leave their work, as many have done, and many are willing to leave their work because of a conjecture. And we have found the reason for spreading this kind of rumor among Muslims. Because the West, there is nothing they fear, it's about economic power, economic emancipation, and it's with this bank they were able to improve their society. There is a man in America wrote me an email. He's a new convert. He said he heard in the mosque that Islam forbids interest and that he is working. He got a bank mortgage loan. He bought a house. He's paying the house will be his own after some time. But now they told him Islam forbids interest. And this loan he got, he will pay interest on it. They said it's forbidden. He said, what can I do? They said, return back the loan and continue paying your rent. He said, it means throughout my life I will not own a house for my children. Throughout my life I will pay rent. My children will pay rent and so on and so on. I cannot get a house then. So he's confused. I said, who told you this? He gave me the email of the man that gave him the fatwa. So I started confronting with the man with the fatwa. I said, take your loan and protect your family. Usury is defined by Islamic law, not as the interest in bank now. So I started confronting with that man. I said, don't you look at the Western economy? They have so much buoyancy of money to the extent that they can finance warships. Warships, everywhere is their warships. Carrier, aircraft carriers. They have so much money to hold a big army, to put money in ammunition and so much. Where did they get that money? He said, it doesn't concern us Muslims. It doesn't concern us. We don't have to have this kind of ammunition. We don't have to have this kind of industries. We don't have to have... We just want to obey our God. You don't want to obey. How do you obey your God when you are dependent on non-Muslims to protect you? When you are dependent on non-Muslims to feed you, to give you medicine because of the economy, then you are telling me you are worshipping God? You are not worshipping God because God said you should worship Him with knowledge, and what you are bringing is ignorance. So we should not listen to that. They have forbidden at a time, what do you call it, vaccination. Muslims discovered vaccination in Turkey. Muslims, we discovered vaccination. And it came that it's forbidden. They have forbidden Boko. They have forbidden this. They have forbidden working in banks. So where is the text from Allah that working in banks is forbidden? This is what the verse is talking about, and that's why I stopped at it. And it is very important for us to know. Because we have a lot of brothers and sisters working in these institutions and are ready to leave it. And once they leave it, then you cannot get any financial assistance or any financial, what do you call it, of your project. May Allah guide us to the short time. Babu zakat? No, akwai zakat. To ya, to mun koma Hausa kenan ko? To shi kenan. Kun ga wannan kudin? Wannan kudi ko dai zama takarda ko zama fatan akuya? Shi fata. Ko takarda ko fatan akuya? Mu dauka fatan akuya ne. Shi jinsin shi menene? Fata. Fata ne. Taiwa. To gwal, gwal da ka sani, ana iya yin silan gwal ko sisin gwal ko? In ya koma sila ya zama ne? Ya zama kuɗi. Ya zama kuɗi. To shi gwal ko kuɗi ne ko ba kuɗi ba, in za ku yi musanya sai kun yi misil bi misil ya zama nauyin su ɗaya, in dai ana kiran shi gwal. Ba a dubawa sile ne ko sarka. Domin jinsi ɗaya ne. Saboda haka in za a yi musanya sai ya zama nauyin su ɗaya, masalan sarƙar gwal kake so ka saya da su lallan gwal, sai a tsora su a mizani a ga nauyin su ya zama ne ɗaya ba tare da kula da ƙimar su ba. Kuma gwal ɗin nan ko karat 18 ne ko karat 21 ne ko menene, duk ba a kula da shi, tunda sunan shi gwal, wancan kuma sunan shi gwal, to bai yiwuwa sai zama nauyin su daidai, duk wani ƙari shi ne ake kira riba. Domin riba na cikin gwal ittifaqan da nassin Annabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To wannan kudin fata, to kuma riba ba ta shiga fata. Amma in ka ce riba na shiga fata, mu ɗauka riba na shiga fata, to ba ka iya sayar jikka fata da wannan kudin, sai ka tara mata fatocin kudin nan sun kai nauyin wannan jika, sannan ka karɓi jika. Akwai wanda zai daga? Amma su kansu sun yadda, sun yi imani, sun aikata, sun san babu riba a cikin wannan, saboda haka za ka ba da wannan ɗaya a baka ƙato jika fata. Sun sani don ba riba a ciki. Sun sani za ka ba da wannan ɗaya a baka kuma naira ɗaya guda ɗari. Kun san sun fi wannan nauyi ko? Dubu. Amma sun san babu riba a ciki, domin wannan ɗaya wancan dubu. Amma da zinare ne, a'a. Da azurfa ne, a'a. Da dabino ne, a'a. Da gishiri ne, a'a. Da alkama ce, a'a. Domin me riba na shiga ciki, sai dai a yi misil bi misil. Saboda haka tsaya, so suka ce wannan ai abinda malamai suka ce fulus, wannan ai ba jinsin shi ake kula da shi ba, me ake kula da shi? Ƙimar shi. Ba ku ga an rubuta ƙimar shi dubu nan ba? Ƙimar ake duba ba jinsi ba. To matukan ka ce ba jinsi ba, matukan ka cire jinsi a cikin maganarka, babu yadda za a yi riba ta shiga. Domin ita riba ziyada ne na jinsi. Kun fahimci wannan fikirin? Bari mu baku misali, nake ba mutane. Kun ga masallacin nan inda muke ko? Akwai can baya, can ba mutane. Sai shigo da birai. Ku cika su can, ku zo ku ji sauraron taswirin su tambayo. A cika da birai. To zan ce masallacin nan an samu karuwa? Me yasa ba samu karuwa? Me yasa? Mutane ba su karu ba, amma dai birai sun shigo. Don bambancin jinsi. So ko da ya cika, ya cika ya menene kuke so, ya batse, har yanzu ba riba, mutum bai karu ba. Saboda haka da ka cire jinsi a magana, da ka cire jinsi ka cire riba, ita ma ta fita ta kofa. Ba ta dawowa sai jinsi ya dawo. domin ita liban shine ziyada shi jinsi hukun saka to kudin nan ana maganar jinsin shi to yanzu ma an fita daga wannan takarda ya koma lantarki spark lantarki shine kudin ko baka ganin alas in ka sa kudi a banki alas ya canza shakali to wannan shakalin kimar shi ce ba jinsin shi ba duk inda jinsi ya fita riba ta fita tare da shi kamar a ce maka duk inda maye ya fita to zama giya shi ma ya fita tare da me tare da shi ko menene in bugar wato ba giya bane ba haram ba to ya daya da wajin zakka to sai kuma ku ce to ya kuma zakka ita ba abu ne mai sauki duka malaman da suka ce jinsi ne riba a jinsi ne ake samun riba dukan su kuma suka hadu suka yadda a kima akwai zakka a kima akwai me zakka shine urudu tijara in kana da kayan fatauci kun ga bayin banku misali dabbobin da ake zakka iri hudu ne mace da namiji suka zama takwas raƙuma da shanu awaki da su kada ke zakka so ko kana da gidan kaji miliyan ba zakka a cikin wayannan kaji ko ana maka ji zakka bai to amma kai wayannan kajin sayar da su kake yi kai ne sayar da kaji ne ga kada gidajen kaji kana sayar da kaji dukiyarka kadarka wayannan kaji
ana ga ta malan ga mai musulunta namiji
me take ji wata ki ku ka so I
speak
English
yeah, I speak also I hear also
speak also small small English big big okay Islam means to have faith in Allah and all the prophet the last is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam so I want you to recite after me the testimony that there is no deity except God of Allah and that Muhammad is his messenger. So repeat after me. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Okay, so now you are a Muslim like anybody. What is your name?
My name is Isaac.
Isaac Ishaq. Do you want Ishaq? Because Isaac means Ishaq. Is the prophet of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You want to change?
Yes, sir.
You want to change?
Yes.
Which name you want?
I need Isaac.
Ishaq. You want Ishaq? Okay, thank you very much. So this is help from your Muslim brothers and sisters to assist you. So we say I can urudu tijara. Wannan kuɗi fulus da ake karan ake faɗa kana ji malamai suka ce fulus dinnan urudu tijara ne kayan fatauci ne su kuma kayan fatauci kimar su ake bi saboda ka shi wannan menene ba kima ba kima ne saboda ka in kana da su suka kai misabin zakka zaka fitar zaka ji aka ce fulus urudu tijara ka urudu tijara amma ya zama tariya inda za ka ɗauko naira tsohon naira koko pound ɗaya na dana na can wanda zai daiwa ba a fi su ba ban san shi ba da za ka zo da shi cike da akwati in ka kai kasuwa akwai wanda zai karɓa to da yake ba a juya shi a kasuwa sai zama takarda banza babu riba babu zakka a cikinta amma wannan da yake ana juya shi sai zama zakka a cikin shi me yasa ya zakka a cikin shi domin ana juya shi a kasuwa kuɗi kenan ya zama urud ya zama kayan fatauci kamar ya to kamar wannan zai maka kaza ko ɗaya kimar kaza ɗaya wannan
Wannan naira
ba mai makon gold ba ne a da ne aka yi wannan ba yanzu ba yanzu an cire ta maimakon an gane dai duk wani dangantaka da za a yi da gol da zinari ba abin da yake kawo sai talauci ingila ma sun tattara gol din su suka ta
ban ce sace ba ko kuma su hana ni visa da rayuwa so
sai su sace ma mutane gol duniya sun tattara yanzu sai bai da amfani a duniya su fer gol bai da amfani abinda Allah ya gaya mana tuntuni wannan gol da zinari in dai shi kake so kai arziki ba abin da zai jawo maka sai talauci saboda haka kima ce to kuma zakana shiga cikin kima a ba ruwanka da sani a yanzu hullar da kai kanka hullar da kai kanka nawa take eh dubu daya in na baka dubu biyu zaka banta zaka bani ita in na baka dubu biyu ka yadda to in dubu daya ne fa in dubu daya ne fa eh to azibiyar 500 wato abin da nake kokarin nuna maka wannan kudin kiman abubuwa ne bai haɗu da gol ba da komai ya haɗu da kawai karfin kudi a ƙasa saboda haka an zo zamani yanzu kudi yanzu ba a haɗa shi da komai ba sai dai karfin ƙasa zaman lafiyanta da kasuwarta shine kudi ci gaba ne kuma ci gaban nan yana ƙara nisantar da mu daga riban ne domin me yake karanta san da mu zan shi yasa lokacin da ake cire riba ba abin da take jawowa sai talauci yanzu da duniya da kanta suna fita daga wannan ba abin da yake kawo sai arziki za a zo annabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya ce me imani za a zo zamanin da abin da zai dame shi wa zai karbi sadaka shi zakar shi za a zo a yi kuɗi ka rasa wanda zaka ba zakka domin shi ma ya gaji bai bukata kowa ya wadata amma ba mugun zamani ne domin wannan zamanin kuma amince da Allah zamanin kuma zaka ga namiji da mace kaman jaki da jaka akan hanya suna zina ba me iya ce musu uffar shin akwai amfanin kuɗin babu riba ya ce ai riba riba zaka ji wani abu ka duba an riba tana da sharadi biyu farko istihadul jins in jinsi bai zama ɗaya ba babu riba shi yasa na baku misalin da burai da kunan in jinsi bai zama ɗaya ba ba riba in kuma jinsi ya zama ɗaya sai mun jira shari'a kuma ta zo ta ce wannan jinsin ne ban so shine mai riba bari mu baka misali da annabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ya ce ku bari ya tambaya yana da mahimmanci ku bar shi ya tambaya yana da mahimmanci domin yanzu dan wannan matsala wani ya rasa aikin shi dan wannan matsala ga wani gwamnati ta sauƙaƙe bashin gona bashi na gona gwamnati ta sauƙaƙe za mu ba ku loan mai gonan biliyan 50 a bashi ko maƙudan kuɗi wani ya zo mu yana so ya karɓi loan na gwamnati ta sauƙaƙe shi fa amma an ce haram akwai interest saboda haka ba mu muke karɓan wannan loan ɗin ba su suke karɓa suna ta aikace-aikace suna ta ƙarfafa kansu domin mai don wa'annan shubuhat ku bari amma mutane bayani a hankali a hankali ɗan zama ne? To ina ne bai'u salam ina ne bai'u salam eh ka bada me salam eh ko salaf eh ka bada kaya ko kuɗi amma a ji daga baya me a baka daga baya to ina misil bi misil eh to shi ma me yasa banki ba salam suke yi ba eh wannan overdraft kenan. To kan tambaye ko nago. Kace ma'aikaci yana da account tare da su. To almajiri bai da account tare da su. Almajiri bai da account tare da su bai da aiki. In yaje wurin wanda yake ina roƙon ka fi sabilillahi ka bani 100,000 zan aure da iyata zai bashi? Zai bashi? Bashir ansa shi zai bashi? To ka san me yasa? So shi bankin manajan nan aikin nan da kake yi da kuma albashin ka na zuwa wurin su ya zama kai inna in ya baka kuɗi ya ajiye kuɗin mutane a hannunka za su dawo. Kaga istismari kenan. Ashe ba ihsani bane. So in ba ihsan, in ka cire ihsan ka cire maganar riba ma. Sai ka bada ne? A kan 100,000. Waye zai karɓi 20,000 ɗin kai ko bankin? Yawa. To a ita bankin, banki in ka zo mata ga takarda ina aiki Ministry of Education kuma ga takarda albashi na za a biya a bankin, ita bankin abinda take maka kallo ma'aikaci bari in taimake ka a abinda zai sa ka ci gaba da aiki in yi investment a gare ka domin na san kuɗi na zai fito daga gare ka da riba. Amma in kai innan baka da aiki ko kana da account a bankin baka da aiki, manajan ba zai baka kuɗin nan ba. So ya baka ne don aikin ka, ba ya baka don abin da za ka yi da shi ba. Saboda haka wannan kiraji kenan, ba ƙarz ba, kiraji yayi. Shi bankin na amfani da kai ne yayi kuɗi domin kai ana iya kuɗi da kai.
Wato akram kallahu
ya ci amfani shi haka. To abinda ya kamata ka yi, ka same ni a gida sai mu zauna.
Lokaci ya yi to ga wata hajiya Bara'atu Mamman ta kawo zakkan 10,000 a yi mata addu'a, to Allah ya saka mata da alheri. Zakkan 10,000 zakka.
Alhamdulillah.
Amma in baka wani za su baka ake su bankin su suna investment ne.
Mana akwai tambayar ke ta kuma. Da kuma ba mu da wannan da ke cikin
Investment, which is trading. You are investing in the bank. And the bank will use your money to make projects for business. You, whatever dividend they give you based on your agreement, that is allowed for you to pay. Wanda ba sa jin magana sosai to wannan masu ɗaukar hoto ya kamata su gyara su yi ka ɗaukar mai bayani
Thank
اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. تحسن وتكلم ترحم إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم وآمنا. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير سألك منه سيدنا محمد نبيك ورسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. ونعوذ بك من كل شر استعاذك منه سيدنا محمد نبيك ورسولك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Thank you.